This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and mental health channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app. For your listening convenience today, we are speaking with Dr. Mihiel Bosman, MD, PhD, and the founder of Open Forest. Open Forest is a self-help online protocol designed to help users with their mental health issues. Dr. Bosman, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
It certainly is our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, if you would, tell us the story behind Open Forest and why you created it, and a little on your background to kick things off today.
Yeah, well, I'm a psychiatrist, and I see a lot of patients. So what I found is that the modern patient now really expects not to only to get face-to-face contact, but also get access to online content. So when my patients said, it's nice to see you once a week or once every other week, is there a way to get access outside those moments? I thought, hey, this is something we really have to develop. Then I spoke with a couple of MDs, PhDs, so doctors and trained psychologists about this, and we created this web platform called Open Forest, which evolved into an online self-help platform for people with issues mental health related.
And what results are you finding with Open Forest and from the people that you talk to that are using it?
What we find is that a lot of people find it difficult or hard or are shy to get access to counselors. They're in doubt. They don't feel well, but they're in doubt whether they have a serious problem or not. And then people, first thing people now do is turn to Google and start searching. As you know, on the internet is a great resource of information, but some of that information is really good and some of that information is not really good. So they find material of different qualities. And what we really try to do is help people get access to highest quality information. First, we started with information with blog posts about mental health issues, and then we added self-help programs and quick tests so that you answer a couple of questions and you get an indication whether the problems that you're feeling are within normal or show that you might have a mental health issue like attention deficit disorder, depression, or anxiety. Or maybe you have a drinking problem, you drink too much, or you think maybe I drink too much, you worry about it. You can fill out a short questionnaire and get an indication whether this is really a problem or is not as bad as you thought.
And your response was certainly most helpful. Now, is there a specific audience and or problem that Open Forest helps with the most?
What we see is obviously the younger generation, millennials, when they do stuff, they do it online first. So for them, it's a natural thing to look at online solutions for their problems, whether it's finding a new partner, finding a new house, finding a new job, or finding a solution for a healthcare problem, they turn to online. So for the younger generation, I think we are the first resource they turn to after they found us, for instance, through Google. But also interestingly, the older generation is much more internet savvy now than we tend to realize. So we see a combination, interesting combination of millennials and people of 50, 60 plus who turn to our site and either fill out a quick test to see if they have a mental health problem or read on mental health issues in our blogs or decide to take one of our online self-help courses.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Mihiel Bosman, MD, PhD, and the founder of Open Forest. Open Forest is a self-help online protocol designed to help users with their mental health issues here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Bosman, how is Open Forest changing the way we manage our mental health care? And in other words, does having the opportunity to have an on-demand option help make a significant difference for users, and why?
Oh, well, absolutely. I can think about two major reasons. One is access to qualified counselors, which is very hard for people in some areas in the country. And the other is the 24/7 availability of online programs like Open Forest. For instance, I've been traveling a lot, and would I have needed mental health care, then it would have been almost impossible for me to get regular appointments with my counselor, because I would be on the road or in the air all the time. But now, with an online platform, there's 24/7 access, so I can access the program whenever I need it. And in this modern age, that is really what people need and what they expect.
Also, does Open Forest work in concert with your mental health or medical professional, or is it just a standalone product that users don't need to rely on your traditional medical or mental health professional as much, and or in times of crisis? Or is Open Forest more of an as-you-go health tool? And just get into that some, that would clarify, help clarify further what Open Forest is more for.
Yeah, sure. The first idea when I started developing Open Forest for my own practice was to offer Open Forest as a product to my own clients, and that's what I'm still doing. So they take the course, and during the course I see them once in a while, or I chat with them, or I have them on the phone. When we opened Open Forest to the general public, we also found that a lot of people really want access to material that they can trust, especially when they don't feel well. So I think Open Forest is somewhere between the self-help book that you would buy in the airport and the counselor that you can have a face-to-face conversation with. I know that some people are sent by their counselors to Open Forest because of the quality of the product, and then they go through the program on their own, but they do still have their appointments with their counselors. And I know that other people go through Open Forest really as a self-help program, so they do it all by themselves.
And it certainly does make a lot of sense. Well, once again, Dr. Bosman, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us. Really appreciate it, and thank you for what you're doing in the space. And I think what you've created here is absolutely phenomenal, helping mental health patients, giving them more options, and I think it's fabulous. Now, before you go, we'd love to get more details online. Where can we get more information online, and how could one be in contact if they needed to?
The easiest way to get in touch with us is go to the website. It's openforest.net, and there they can find all the information they want. They can click on Contact Us, and there they'll find both a web form and our phone number, so they can reach out to us either through modern electronic technology or through a regular phone call. Also, there's our address, and we love to get postcards.
Again, Dr. Bosmont, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success and all your efforts with Open Forest. And again, thanks for being with us here today on the program.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for a great show.
And we certainly appreciate that. We've been speaking with Dr. Mihiel Bosmont, MD, PhD, the founder of Open Forest, a self-help online protocol designed to help users with their mental health issues. And for more information, simply visit openforest.net. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.